Welcome to Lift. This is season 7 of this podcast, where this season we're going to be talking still about faith in life, but we're going to be asking questions about faith. We're going to start this season asking about Lent and the season of Lent as Christians. Why do we celebrate it? What is it? And why does it matter to me? I'm hoping that you will find new insights into Lent, Holy Week, and Easter. Then we're going to continue to ask questions about faith, questions that you probably have that maybe you've just never asked, maybe questions your kid have asked you that you don't quite know how to respond. We're going to dive into those and see what it can mean for us and how asking questions can help us connect to our faith. Well, welcome back to Lift 2.0, where we are talking about questions and faith. My friend Winston is here today. Winston, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah. Marcus High School, baby. Class of 2000. 1997 state champs. Just going to give a shout out to
him. How do you feel about that? Jeez. Your favorite color is because of your school mascot?
It really is.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Question of the week.
All right. You ready?
You've been holding out and not having conversations with me about this topic.
Yes. On purpose, because I wanted us to have it right here and it to be fresh.
You know, that makes me a little nervous because I'm a type A and I like to plan things, right? I'm just saying that. Okay, go ahead.
So yes. Okay, so a lot of people say that they've prayed about something and have come to a decision. How do they know that that is the correct decision and it is God speaking to them?
They don't. Okay, listen. Here's the deal. You've got to take yourself out of the situation and you pray. The fancy word I use, like I'm in discernment.
Okay. Can you define that?
Yeah, you think it's both prayer, it's talking in community, it's discerning, thinking through in multiple facets of a way, but through a faith lens.
Okay.
About what's next. So, like, I'm kind of discerning a couple of leadership things in my life. Like, is this something that I want to do? Is this a selfish Kim thing? Or is this where God is calling me to be next?
Okay.
Right? So, listen. Listening to God is hard. There are no billboards. There's no book that says, Winston, turn to page 273. You'll get your answer for today, right?
Right.
But when you pray and you discern and you think through things and you do it with a community of faith, so prayer, right? Yeah. You have a gut. Like,
yeah.
you know when you're doing something stupid. You know when you're doing something good. I like to name my gut the Holy Spirit. Because I do believe, right, that our bodies are fully connected to our faith. So, I mean, for example, the first thing God did to Adam is what? Do you know?
No.
Breathe the breath of life. It's called Ruha in Hebrew. And so anytime I am feeling disconnected to God, I'll just take a deep breath. Because if you think about breath, we don't think about it. It just happens. We just breathe.
Yeah.
It's bad when you don't, but it just happens. But it can also do so much. There's this book. I don't have it with me today. It's about breath prayers. I'll look it up.
Breath prayer.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So you breathe in. It's kind of like what I talked about in the episode before. Before I go into a hospital room, I'm like, dear God, let me be your hands.
Okay.
So you breathe in.
Okay.
Breathe out. You breathe in, like, dear God, let me be your hands and feet as I enter this room.
Okay.
And to me, just breath alone, even if I'm not doing a quote-unquote breath prayer and saying words, just taking that deep breath, holding it, feeling my lungs fill with air, and breathe out the stress or breathe out the wonder or breathe out the – sometimes just breathe out. It reconnects me to my faith.
Okay.
That's a me thing? You're looking at me really weird. Do you think that's weird?
No, I don't think it's weird at all. I guess my question would be, how do you know So do you have moments when you breathe out and you still don't feel reconnected?
Oh, yeah.
You still feel anxious about like, your decision? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's not a guarantee that we, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what in life is guaranteed except for death, right?
I have to ask these questions.
Okay. No. There's no guarantee. Most mornings I have a cup of coffee with God.
Okay.
I like coffee. I like God. They work well together. What I was doing for a long time, and we're talking about decision making and how do we know if it's God, right? So what I was doing for a long time is my Bible studies became task oriented. From 9 to 9:30, I will read this chapter and do this thing.
Okay.
And I took God out of my heart and put God in my head and made it a task.
Right.
Like a task that I have to complete and not a way to connect.
Okay.
And so when I have a cup of coffee with God in the morning, I take a deep breath. I say, hey, God. I really do. Sometimes I'm like, hey, what's up? How can you use me today? Where do you need me today? And some days I feel so inspired. Some days I just drink a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Because faith isn't static. It's different each and every day, just like life. Like faith and your relationship with God is just like any other relationship, well, except for it's with God, and God will never do anything to end that relationship. Unlike humans, like God is always seeking a relationship with us.
Okay.
So let's go back to the original question. We don't do good at this. The original question is, how do I know that God is speaking through me, to me? I've prayed about it. So I think, yes, you need to pray.
Okay.
You need to spend intentional time in quiet, journaling, reading scripture. Now, we're not meant to do life alone. So, yes, you should pray alone or with your partner or with your friends, whatever. But then you talk it through right. with your community.
Right.
Like Job or the disciples or they get together and talk through some of their issues together. And some of the things I'm discerning right now, I feel like God is calling me to a certain, I'm not leaving St. Andrew or anything, but a different discipleship path, a different what's next than I want. And so, like, God and I are kind of in a fight about it.
So this is where I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't understand. You're saying you feel as if God is calling you on a different path.
Yeah.
And from the previous episode when we spoke earlier, we kind of spoke about how we both, you had a much better way of putting it, but my way of putting it was it is as it should be, right?
Right. And yours is great.
Right.
Don't belittle yourself like that. You're amazing.
That's where I think I would love to have advice on what you're saying because I would think of it as, why wouldn't you just roll with what God's saying?
Okay. So here are things that I believe that other people have different beliefs in.
Okay.
I believe that God gives us free will.
Correct.
That God is not a genie God or a elf on the shelf God, some butler up in heaven pressing buttons and saying, yes, you get this. No, you don't get that. Okay.
Now, I imagine him pressing buttons.
Well, I think that's like we pray to God and think, oh, press button lever A to get the right answer.
Gotcha.
Prayer is a relationship.
Right.
And how God responds might be with, no, not now. Jimmy Decker sent me a meme that kind of made me mad and also made me laugh because it was, I mean, it didn't make me mad. It made me frustrated of who I am. But it was this meme of Jesus take the wheel. And so it's this woman videoing herself. And you don't see who's driving the car. She's in the passenger side. She's like, so Jesus, I mean, when I said take the wheel, I mean, usually people turn right here. I mean, Jesus, like the speed limit. Like,
that's funny.
When I said take the wheel, I thought it would be more of a compromise, kind of a give and take. Oh, you're just take – oh. You know what? Okay, Jesus. You know, and but I think we all do that with faith. Like, I'm praying about it. What I think is good about being intentional in prayer and intentional in discerning, thinking through something, right. is it slows us down. There are some things that I'm glad I didn't overthink in life. Like, this neck surgery I had, I was in so much pain before it. There was, like, not really even much researching. Like, is this what I'm doing? Okay. I looked at Dan and was like, do you think we should do this? Yeah, great. And then I researched afterwards what I did, and I was like, oh.
Maybe should have
thought about that a little bit more. Frankly, my decision to go to seminary was very quick.
Okay.
And sometimes I overthink things, so I'm glad. But I remember being in the first year of seminary. It was my second semester, and I'm thinking.
But in both of those instances, do you think your gut / Holy Spirit was aligned?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is where I'm supposed to be. And frankly, I didn't want to be there.
Right.
This role I have in my life has always been a whisper in my soul of what I'm supposed to do. But I never thought I was good enough to be a pastor, so I did something else.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't let Jesus take the wheel. I take the wheel. And it's exhausting to fight over the wheel with Jesus, right?
Right.
And so we've talked about that peace. But when you do just, like, breathe and, like, oh, yeah, this is – I mean, you made a decision to work here.
Yeah.
Did you pray about it?
I probably did the exact steps you said and then – let go and just be like, this is happening for a reason. Let's find out why.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. And in prayer, in discernment, you don't get a text from God. You don't get a memo, an email. But you do find a sense of, my friend said it once to me, time in the desert is good. Something good comes out of that wrestling and that, now I don't really want to wander for 40 really years. You know, decades. But time in the desert is time well spent. And in that she meant was like in that silence. Because sometimes, right, I talk about the cup of coffee with God. Some mornings are like powerful. And I mean, some names come to me and I call people and they were going through something. And it was like, thank you, Holy Spirit, for reaching out to me and like nudging me in that way. Some days I just sit there and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just be me today.
I was going to ask you that. Like, is silence or no answer also a response? Like,
yeah,
is that an, is
absolutely.
An answer?
Okay. What's that country song? I thank you, God, for unanswered prayers. It's Garth, right?
Is it Garth? I only know one. I only know Friends in Low Places.
I know that one too.
It's so good.
It's so good. Now I can't stop thinking of it. But again, I thank God for unanswered prayers. At the time, you don't. But if I go back, again, my path in life, if I was doing my way and my things, I'd be a school principal right now.
Okay.
I'm much probably happier doing what I'm doing now and fulfilled in all that I do. I was doing a Bible study and I was talking about like getting connected to a faith community in particular here at St. Andrew. But like find a way to get connected. Each one of us has a gift.
Yeah.
When we come together, like, it's just better, you know? But I also said, like, think about where you want to go. And the best place for you in your church is where your passion and your faith connect.
Right, where they meet.
Where they meet. And so, like, when I started in ministry, my passion and my faith connected through family ministry. Mm. Like, it was so crucial for me.
That's because you were raising your boys at the
time,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Like, Jimmy was asking me about something, and it was about the future of how they're doing some stuff. And I was like, listen, I care about this as, like, a senior associate pastor at St. Andrew. As a mama right now, I don't care anymore.
This is not in my wheelhouse anymore.
I'm happy to help you through it. And that's okay, too, like, different phases. Because, like, right now, like, this podcast and these conversations we're having, I want people to be able to connect with their faith and really engage in it. I don't want church just be something you do. I want it to be somebody you are.
Right.
And how do I know? This is what's hard about faith is it's not, you can't touch it. I mean, you can. You feel it in your soul and your, but it's not like, again, a pass a note from God. Here, Kim, here's the answer. Yet I do know when I'm going in the wrong direction, I feel it in my gut just as much as I feel it in my gut when I'm going in the right.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yes. I think I have a pretty good gut.
So that's the Holy Spirit.
I would have never.
In my opinion. Yeah. I don't know if there's any biblical or theological soundproof or any exegetical papers written about that. Ooh, maybe I'll do that. That sounds like fun.
Your gut's like a moral compass.
I think so.
Okay.
And then you surround yourself with people who help you stay on that right compass, and you connect to God. I mean, why do we have scriptures, Winston? Why?
To teach us.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, we already have the playbook. We have 10 laws. We have 300 and blah, 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 laws. And we know what to do and what not to
right.
do. And we've talked about that, like, with the 10 commandments, right? Naming who God is and living with others. That's the whole point of the 10 commandments is – and we just mess it up every single day. But we go back – to prayer, if I make big decisions, like I don't pray to God if I should turn right on Preston. I just listen to Waze and it tells me.
No.
But other things in my life, like do you know who I pray for right now every day?
Yep.
My kids, my future daughter-in-laws.
Hold on.
Or what? Future spouses.
You pray for them even though you don't know who they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What
does that prayer sound like? I would love to know what that
I just,
sounds like.
The joy that I have in my marriage and having somebody that is not always right for me, but 99% of the time is, I want my children to have that same support. And so I just pray that that person will enter into their lives. They both have phenomenal girlfriends right now.
Okay.
But I also don't want to say that's who I'm praying for because they're young. We're not there yet. But I do. I pray for that. I pray.
Do they get to experience the same love and joy that you've got
to
experience? Gotcha.
And that's imperfect and messy and real and beautiful, you know? And because I don't know what I'd do without it. I would surround myself with people in my faith community for sure. You know, I have weird prayers like that, that I pray for things that don't exist.
Okay.
But I hope that will.
Okay.
I pray for, like this week I'm preaching on communion. I'll read the scripture like on Monday or Tuesday. I'll have it floating around in my head and I just let it seep up into my life and see how I see it in things that are happening, right? To me, that's listening to God's call and just, it's not a post-it note. It's not a text message. It's a, oh yeah, I see that. Because, why do we have scripture? To learn. God is showing us, telling us, begging us to listen and do what we know to do.
Yeah.
If I asked you how to lose weight, what would you tell me the top three things are to do to lose weight?
Work out, eat better. Oh, the third one would be.
Drink water.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose drink like a gallon of water.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the Bible does the same thing for your soul. Work out, read the scripture, pray. Drink water. Surround yourself and fill yourself with the people who will keep you on that path and exercise. Like, don't just go to church to go. Like, go to church. Be in church to be inspired to leave, to go and do and be blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Not blah, blah, blah. No, no. Not blah, 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 blah.
It actually
go
tells you
and
what
be the church. Not blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so that is how I know. That I was supposed to come to this church.
Okay.
I know that, but it was a hard decision.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was so hard about it?
I was working at a new church start at the time. It was really a lot of my life.
Uh-huh.
I also was in seminary with two young kids. So I was working part-time. I'm air quoting that because you never really work part-time in the church. I was getting paid for part-time work. And that was the other thing. Dan had just gotten sick. We needed to pay off some medical bills.
It was around that time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was a year after. It was a year after he got sick that I started working here.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was just a lot of changes and a lot of things. And I wasn't quite sure if... I've always worked with populations that didn't have a large voice. Special needs children, deaf education children. I've always been more connected to the underdog. St. Andrew doesn't feel like an underdog. And so for me, reconciling coming to this large, wealthy, big steepled church felt opposite of who I was called to be as a Christian.
Right.
And so I had some... some fighting with that.
But once you got in, you've been here for how long now?
12 years.
There's no doubt in your mind that you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Like 100%.
So that's an example of you struggling with Jesus Take the Wheel. You mm-hmm. rolled with it, and it always worked out. So then,
like, I almost didn't come to the interview. Because I was like, I'm not taking this job. Why would I?
Why even go?
Yeah. And Dan was like, you have gone down this path. Just go to the interview. And I called him on the way home and went, well, we're going to have to talk. Like, I'm going to have to actually think about this now.
Okay.
Where I had that whole Jesus Take the Wheel, never mind Jesus, I got it. And then, and this job has not always been easy. This church is not easy, but no church is.
Right.
But I'm supposed to be here. There's peace in that.
So, curveball.
Okay.
So
I just rolled my eyes, friends.
What do you say, or I'm sure you've talked to, maybe counseled even people who maybe their gut, they're making a wrong decision with their decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say they can pray about it, but you're like, that doesn't.
Oh, no.
You might feel that way. You're like, that. So how does.
No, people know when they're being dumb.
That's what I was going to ask. So you believe that people.
Yes.
That, okay.
And we have scriptures that tell you what
you
to.
You would point to.
Like, come on. Like, right here. I mean, and that's in my kitchen. I still have it. It's the fruits of the Spirit.
You're supposed to plant to me at some point.
Yeah, we'll get there. But it's faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, self-control. There's a song, Fruits of the Spirit and the Coconut. Anyhow, we'll get there. But those are markers for who you're called to be. Listening to the Lord's Prayer and forgiving others. And
right.
Like, ugh, that's hard. We know what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do.
The Bible is a guideline for how you should live your life and treat others, correct?
Yes.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And so when we're doing something that is illogical of that, then you know.
Then you know.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Let's go back. Okay, we'll go back to my high school days. You don't have to admit. Actually, let's say college, for the sake of it.
Let's go.
And you're at a party, and you know you shouldn't be there.
Yes.
And your one friend's like, should we go home? And you're like, oh, yes. But you stay.
Yeah.
Because it could be fun.
Right.
Like, you know. You know.
You know. Okay.
So, original question was?
What was my original question?
Come on, Winston, be better.
How do you know, people say they've prayed about things to make a decision. How do you know that that is God's guidance?
And I think it's through prayer, through counsel, through thought, and through purpose.
And hopefully, you mentioned community, and I'm hoping.
That's counsel. I used a fancy word for community.
And hopefully that community that you've surrounded yourself with also is a good community, correct? I mean, I'm assuming that's
part
of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I know who to call. I have got a girlfriend. And I'm like, ooh, I want this purse. She'll talk me into spending all the money on the purse. We all know who to call to get what we want.
To get what you want, right.
Right? When I am making more difficult decisions, I like to have people who I think might disagree with me to help me think through it. You don't want to surround yourself in life with, like, yes people.
Right.
And you also don't want to surround yourself in life with negative.
Right.
You want to surround yourself in life with people who are caring about you, praying for you, and being realistic
right.
about what's next.
Yeah, so, that's great advice.
Well, it's not mine. It comes from scripture. Like,
I'm not taking credit for that.
Yeah, that's the Bible. Bible. Okay, next week we're going to talk again.
Sure.
Do you have a question?
I can conjure one up.
If he doesn't, y'all should reach out and let us know what questions you want, Winston. He's not giving these to me beforehand.
I don't, because sometimes, like, no, this one I had sat on for a while, but sometimes they just come up spare of the moment. And then I'm like, I want to text or call you, but we got to wait till we get on here so everyone else can enjoy it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, we did the best cry. Where do you like to pray?
Car.
Car.
Well, okay. I'm going to, okay, yeah.
Car.
Car. It's what I'm probably deepest in thought.
Shouldn't you be like focused on the road?
No, I've okay. This is sometimes you ever drive in the car, it'd be super deep in thought, and don't even know how you got.
Yes.
Okay.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like praying on my walks.
I should probably walk.
All right, my friends. If we can help Winston not pray in his car, I think we'd all be safer. And we will connect with you next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Later.
I hope that you found one thing that you can connect with this week to help build your daily faith life. If you'd like, you can join us on our Facebook community, Practical Faith, for weekly prayers, questions, and most weeks a 10-minute devotion. I also invite you to check out St. Andrew's website, standrewmethodist.org. Connect with us through different podcasts, online for worship, or come join us. We're always here to connect your life to your faith.